the status of a kohen who is defined as a chalal. When is a kohen defined as a chalal, and what are his defining laws? Can he duchen by the times that Nesias Kapayim are conformed by all of his brotherly kohanim? Can he get an aliyah to the Torah as a kohen? Is he prohibited from defiling himself to the dead? What about Pidyon HaBen? Must he perform the mitzvah to his firstborn son? Or have it in turn performed on himself if he's a firstborn? May he marry a divorcee? And so on and so forth. So a cholal is defined as a kohen who has become desecrated from his priesthood position as a result of being born from a kahuna-prohibited relationship, whether this occurred out of wedlock or within wedlock, meaning that if a man who is a kohen has a child with a woman to whom he is biblically prohibited in marrying due to his status of priesthood, then any offspring born from that union is defined as a cholal. For example, if a kohen had a child with a divorcee, that child is a cholal. Likewise, if a kohen had a child with a woman who's defined as a halachic zayne, the child is defined as a cholal. Now, who is defined as a zayne? So any woman who had relations with either a Gentile, an erva, which is an incestuous relationship with a relative, such as a brother or father, or had relations with a cholal, or committed adultery, or was even raped during marriage, then she is considered a zayne with whom relations with, if the father is a kohen, will deem the child as a cholal. Likewise, a Gentile woman is considered a zayna, and likewise, if she converts, even if she converts before age 3, she's considered a zayna, and therefore, if a kohen marries her, which is prohibited, or has relations with her, the child born is a cholal. Likewise, any kohen who has a child with a woman who's defined as a chalala, that child is defined as a cholal. A chalala is defined as any woman who was born from a biblically kohuna-prohibited relationship that we mentioned before, or a woman who was prohibited to the priesthood who married or had relations with a kohen. All the above children born from the above relationships are considered biblical chalalim, which means they have biblical desecration of their priesthood position. However, there is also a rabbinical chalal status, which is a child who was born from a rabbinically kohuna-prohibited relationship. The one example that exists of such is if a kohen had a child with a chalutza, a woman who had to receive chalitza from her late husband's brother. Such a woman is prohibited rabbinically to marry the priesthood, and if she does, the child is considered a rabbinical cholal. So now that we've defined the various levels of cholal, biblical, rabbinical, let's define the status. So it's a clear ruling in the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, chapter 7, halacha 20, recorded also in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, chapter 128, halacha 55, that a person who's defined as a cholal is considered like a non-kohen regarding all matters. Therefore, a cholal cannot go to the duchen to recite Nesias Kapayim. And in this regard, he's like a non-kohen to whom there's an actual positive command that prohibits him from doing Nesias Kapayim. So if he doesn't Nesias Kapayim, he actually transgresses a biblical prohibition. The Alter Rebbe continues and writes that even a rabbinical cholal, as we explained before, who is defined as such, may not go and perform Nesias Kapayim. As even though Nesias Kapayim is a biblical command when a kohen is told to go up in duchen, the sages have the right to uproot even a biblical command through Sheva Al-Tase in a passive way, meaning by telling the kohen not to go up. Regarding an aliyah to the Torah as kohen, a kohen who is a chalal may not be given the first aliyah, and he's considered like a Yisrael. Regarding defiling himself to the dead, it's an explicit ruling in the Machaber both in Yeredeya and Evan Ezer that a kohen who is a biblical cholal is not prohibited from defiling himself to the dead, so he may go to a cemetery freely. However, a rabbinical cholal, as we defined, is biblically prohibited from defiling himself to the dead, to Tumas Meis, and therefore he indeed may not visit a cemetery, despite him having his priesthood benefits removed from him by the sages. Regarding Pidyon HaBen, a kohen who is a cholal is obligated to redeem his son, who is a firstborn, to the mother, and he is not considered a kohen who has had a child, which is exempt from redeeming the firstborn. He has to give the money to a regular kohen and cannot keep it for himself. However, if the father is a Kayin, not a Chalal, a valid Kayin, but his child is a Chalal, such as he married a divorcee and then had a child that's a firstborn, then the child does need to be redeemed because he's a Chalal. However, the Kayin can keep the money for himself, being that he is still a valid Kayin. Regarding marrying a divorcee or other woman prohibited to the Kahuna. So a Kohen who is a biblical Cholal is permitted to marry a divorcee or any other woman prohibited to the priesthood, as he's not considered a Kohen at all. However, a rabbinical Cholal remains biblically prohibited from marrying a woman who is prohibited to the priesthood. Regarding serving in the temple in Eden, Shuma, and Kachim, it's explicit in scripture and in the Talmud and Paiskin that a Cholal is considered like a non-Kohen, and therefore it's prohibited from him. To serve in the temple, just as it's prohibited for a non-Kohen to serve in the temple, and likewise he does not get the benefit of eating truma and kachim, just like a non-Kohen. It's important to note that a Chalal's offspring are also likewise Chalalim, and it carries on for generations.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.